Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 5:30 America, New York. As COVID-19 pills roll out, focus is on resistance danger. Regulators and researchers are on the lookout for signs the virus is morphing to evade the new drugs, while they also study combining antivirals to stay a step ahead. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 5:30 America, New York. On Scotland's haunting coast, a village dreams of space. A new generation of microsatellites has allowed some unlikely places to plan their own space industries, but opponents worry about the ecological toll.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 22, 5:30 America, New York. How bad are things in China's property market? Government curbs on borrowing in China's property sector have triggered uncertainty for many market participants. Here's where the market stands as 2022 gets underway.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 5:30 America, New York. Big tech headlines key earnings week amid NASDAQ slide. Investors will be looking for reassurance after the NASDAQ notched a 12% decline to start the year. New York Times Business. January 22, 5:00 America, New York. The pandemic changed everything about work, except the humble resume. Resumes may be more for robots than human eyes at first, but most job seekers are still advised to distill their work history in one typewritten page.
Armstrong Economics. January 22, 207 America, New York. Private blog. The Fed, January v. March. Private blog. The Fed, January v. March. Private blog posts are exclusively available to Socrates subscribers. To sign up for Socrates or to learn more, please visit ask-socrates.com.
Marginal Revolution, January 22, 041 America, New York. Did Ireland really have a housing bubble? Ireland was not a story of overbuilding caused by laissez-faire policy or an experience that defied standard economics. Ireland built very few ghost towns. Housing excesses, where they occurred, were a product of government tax policy, rather than irrational markets.
Armstrong Economics. January 22, 009 America, New York. Woke M&Ms and marketing gimmicks. Have you ever looked at an M&M advertisement and felt underrepresented, or are you in good mental health? Mars Incorporated announced plans to redesign their M&M mascots to be more inclusive. These are colorful cartoon candies we are discussing. Armstrong Economics. January 22, 007 America, New York. Your chances of dying. Your chances of dying from Omicron are extremely low. Around 0.1% of people pass away from the seasonal flu each year. I found a well-sourced document that shows your chances of dying for other activities.
Global Economy. January 22, 00 America, New York. Inflation, rising price of education tops the charts. Relative cost and importance of different goods and services has changed significantly in 30 years. Global Economy. January 22, 00 America, New York. Supply chain delays prove more persistent than expected. Omicron and sudden rise in U.S. tariffs on Chinese truck chassis add to trade pressures.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 00 America, New York. The nanotechnology revolution is here. We just haven't noticed yet. For years, engineers have made microchips ever smaller and more powerful. Now they're applying the technology to a host of miniature marvels.
Daily FX Market News. January 21, 2300 America, New York. Bitcoin, BTC, breaks major support as global risk outlook sours. Bitcoin volatility returned with vengeance Thursday as BTCUSD took out important support and traded back at lows last seen nearly 6 months ago.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 21, 2121 America, New York. Kohl's gets $9 billion bid from Starboard Group. The group offered $64 a share in cash and told the department store chain that it has received assurances about financing. Kohl's shares closed at $46.84 Friday.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 21, 2106 America, New York. Consortium bids roughly $9 billion for Kohl's. a consortium backed by activist hedge fund Starboard Value has offered roughly $9 billion to buy department store Kohl's Corp, according to people familiar with the matter.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 21, 2022 America New York, Kraft Heinz CFO Paolo Basilio to depart in March. Paolo Basilio, the two-time finance chief of consumer goods giant Kraft Heinz who pruned the company's portfolio and brought down debt, also trained up his own successor.
BBC News Business. January 21, 1926 America New York, police response to £25,000 fraud branded woeful. Inspectorate criticizes the police after only one of 69 victims of a fraud has their case investigated. Wall Street Journal Markets. January 21, 1915 America New York, Activision Blizzard, American Airlines, Netflix, stocks that defined the week. Here are seven major companies whose stocks moved on the week's news.
New York Times Business. January 21, 1912 America New York, Biden looks to Intel's U.S. investment to buoy his China agenda. The president said passage of a China competition bill was needed, for the sake of our economic competitiveness and our national security. President Biden met with Patrick Gelsinger, the chief executive of Intel, in Washington on Friday.
Global Economy, January 21, 1901 America New York, 3 million cash ESA pensioners hit by inflation. Figures raise concerns over impact of rising prices on savings.
Finance and Economics, January 21, 1900 America New York, just how gummed up are supply chains? A number of measures suggest that disruptions are historically high, and uncertainty lies ahead. Finance and Economics, January 21, 1900 America New York, America's labor shortages have done little to boost perks for workers. Low-paid workers receive more in benefits than before the pandemic, but the disparity with the highly paid is still vast. Finance and Economics, January 21, 1900 America New York, why bank stocks are tumbling even as interest rates climb. Higher rates might crimp investment bank profits. Finance and Economics, January 21, 1900 America New York, economists are revising their views on robots and jobs. There is little evidence of a pandemic-induced surge in automation,